Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5676, Baruch Hashem, the 24th of Menachem of Toshin Zayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I already received some time ago your short letter about your activities. It's surprising that you write so infrequent and also very briefly. And the Rebbe says, let it be the will that since we've entered the days about which we say one who adds is added to, talking about after the 15th of Av, the more you add, the more Torah you add, the more Hashem adds you. So now we're in a period where we got to do more. So you should add the above as necessary. And the Rebbe wishes this will be very soon. And the Rebbe says, self-understood, obvious, that you can write any lashon, you can write in any language that you want, or through somebody else, as long as there is letters regularly, and with sufficient details in them. The Rebbe wants him to write regularly and write in detail. And the Rebbe says, you write very infrequently, write very short. But now is the time already, the Rebbe says, that we're after Chamisha Asar Be'av, time to add. The Rebbe is praying that he should add as necessary. That is the letter to the rabbi of the shul that the Rebbe was talking about before in the previous letter, in which the nusach was an issue to the guy. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised you didn't write anything as it relates to the nusach of the davening. So the Rebbe says, this is something important. It's a main aspect, and it's your obligation, and it is the privilege of the rabbi that this should be in total order. Especially, meaning Rebbe wants it should be in total order that they daven the right nusach over there. So the Rebbe says to him, you as the rabbi should take a leading stand and it's the obligation and privilege of the rabbi that this should be all set and it should be completely in order. Especially the rabbi that has some knowledge in Hasidus teaching and the explanation that's in it as it relates to the davening, that is similar to the spinal cord by the human being. The davening is the spinal cord of Yiddishkeit. So therefore, we know the spinal cord is the most important part, and therefore it's understood how much the version, the right davening, the right sitter is important. So the Rebbe says, since I got the question, that's the one that we said before. So the Rebbe says, in order not to repeat this matter, I am attaching here the answer that I sent to him. And in the end of my letter to him, I said that for sure he will speak with you, the rabbi. And the Rebbe says the reason I'm coming here is to emphasize again that you need to not to create from this big deal a big machloikis and not even a small machloikis. Don't get into a whole argument over here and make it into a whole issue and you say this way and that way. The Rebbe says that generally the best way is to organize these matters in the obvious. This is what we do. Meaning bring in many more sidurim of the nusach ari in the shul and mainly on the amud from which the shliach tzibur davens. Now, this is similar to custom in many shuls that there is a special large sitter which is designated for the amud, and the Rebbe adds, so that nobody takes it, it's attached with a string and with a chain or similar, that sitter that goes, so it stays by the chazan. So the Rebbe says, if that sitter is going to be nusachari, so that's going to acquire its place, and everybody's going to get used to it. That's the sitter that we use. And the Rebbe says, Yerotzen, praise, that he should give good news and all the above, in addition to the good news in the matters of study of Torah with blessings. So he used, this is the rabbi of that shul that we learned in the previous letter that the Rebbe wrote, and Rebbe mentioned, it's Chaim Abba Sheikhya Veil. And the Rebbe's writing out to the rabbi. The Rebbe told him, I'm going to write to the rabbi. But the Rebbe first says to the rabbi, he writes very infrequently, and the Rebbe says, how come you didn't write anything about the nusach, the version of what they daven over there? And the Rebbe says, you as a rabbi should stand up the standard. It's your obligation, it's your privilege. That needs to be fully. And the Rebbe advises him to get more Sidurim. The Rebbe says, I also wrote it, I'm not duplicating it, because I wrote it to Chaim Abba Sheikhya Veil, he brought it up, but I told him to discuss with you, and the Rebbe says, put a big sitter on the place where the Chazan davens, on the Amit, tie it down there, that's the sitter, that's the shul, and the Rebbe says, do things instead of starting off a argument, a debate. Just, this is the obvious, the Lubavitch, this is the sitter, that's what we daven, and anybody who comes in, this is the sitter, that's what we use. And the Rebbe says, ends that he prays that he should give good news and all the above, and the Rebbe concludes with a blessing.